It's so important for an aspirant of the higher life to begin this ultimately natural development of an interior body that is formulated by a different set of associations. Instead of this microcosmic me, 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 thought-generated, resistance-driven self, a macrocosmic character can not only be revealed, but realized. The macrocosmic, the broader view, the holy view, understands that everything that you look at, as above, so below, what I say in the celestial, in the common, you'll find the celestial. The seasons go around, around and around, these opposing forces go. And each of the seasons, as they move, bring into existence with them that which requires the season before them to part. So there's tension between the seasons. And when the season that's in charge, meaning when the macrocosmic conditions produce what it does, there's always a pitch to that season. There's always a pitch to winter. That's what we call the solstice, and the equinox is the pitch, the most tension between the existing systems. When these things reach this pitch, there's great tension. Well, this pitch and this resistance is fractal. It means it's a pattern. So that we see it not only in the smallest things, but we see it in the cosmic things. And in the cosmic scheme of things, because of the nature of creation requiring this pitch, the creation always comes out of the moment of pitch. In everything. Can you see that? So if that's true, and it is, then I'm telling you that what we are as human beings and on this planet in this particular time, which, by the way, moves through this broad cycle of roughly 26,000 years, relative to a planetary body and host of bodies, all of which have existing fields of tension. And that tension, this world that we are in, if you don't see it, it is increasing. It is increasing. And as it increases, guess what happens? You see these random acts of violence. You see wars break out. You see greed go ballistic. You see all of these aberrations that are the byproduct, negatively, of this resistance that is being produced in the human being, being released through fallacious methods to reconcile it. Don't do anything except keep in place the very nature that is intended to be revealed and released by the increased tension. Now, add to that the existence of a work like this. Do you know why this work exists? To produce conscious tension in you by making you aware of the opposites, and that by serving them, you don't do anything except keep yourself reincarnating. But as you discover, I can't do this anymore, I can't be that anymore, and yet there's still this impetus to be that and produce what it says. I'm right in the middle where, for at last and for the first time, these pressures that formerly were spit off and released become the cauldron, become the ground within which a completely new birth can take place. And that takes suffering, because we don't want the pressure that's produced by these opposing forces to be what they are, which is the birthing ground. The world and your individual lives, as this field of energy and tension increases, will produce more and more opportunities for you to be A, self-discovering and therefore truth-loving, or self-denying and therefore denying the truth of who and what you can be.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's G-U-Y-F-I-N-L-E-Y www.bestsellingauthor.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.